Good morning. We're continuing the Hilchos Shabbos Klal Zayin, and we learned Siman Gimel. The Chayyim discussed the appropriate zman for Suda Shlishis. One thing which he did not clarify is the issue of Shkia and Ben Hashmoshes. So there is a halacha in Siman Reish Tzadi Tes. One is not allowed to start to eat before the Havdalah. The Motzei Shabbos, a person cannot eat before Havdalah. A person cannot drink before Havdalah, with the exception of water. A person is allowed to drink water before Havdalah. That's also important. A person should know. But Yom Kippur, a woman is waiting at home for her husband to go home to make Havdalah. So she can't eat a meal, and she can't drink other things, but she could drink water during that time. They did not put an issur on drinking water at that point in time. We mentioned this before. Okay, now, but the Gemara says that even though a person cannot eat before Havdalah, Motzei Shabbos, if a person started the meal beforehand, a person is allowed to continue the meal from beforehand even to the Zman of Havdalah. There is an opinion which we have to stop. Once the Zman of Havdalah, Vare Laila comes, a person has to stop. We don't paskin like that. And we assume that a person started the meal in the Zman before Shkia, the person can be mamshich the meal, eating and drinking, until they bench, even though it's already after Seisach Chachavim. If a person started drinking before, it wasn't a kvias of a meal, the person started drinking before, the lack of kvias in the shtia makes it each act of shtia is a separate act, and therefore, even the person was drinking before shkia was permitted, once this man comes afterwards, they would have to stop drinking if they're not in the context of a meal. In the context of a meal, because of the kvias, they can eat and continue to eat and drink. What about if a person is not being yotzei shalshudas with pas? He's being yotzei shalshudas with minim mezonos, or alternatively, he's being yotzei shalshudas with basar and dogim, or with peiros. If a person starts bisman of the heter before shkia, can they continue afterwards after this month? So this is machlokes. The Aruch HaShulchan assumes that you need a kvias, the kvias of pas, to allow one to continue to eat. Otherwise, we look at it as what the person was doing was not a kvias; it's an aroy. So what you ate before is not really connected to what you're eating now. Now you're eating before Havdalah, which you can't do. It is an issur d'rabbanan. So maybe there's more makom to be makel in the following way. So first of all, let's say a person came late for shalshudas. So a person should start shalshudas before shkia, and he started before shkia, he can continue as long as he needs. And the person missed shkia, so can he start the meal after shkia? There are opinions that he cannot start the meal after shkia. The Taz says that a person can start the meal after shkia as long as it's been a shmoshes. Person can start the meal. It's only a problem once it's about a Lila. But Ben Hashmoshes is going to be Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah, however, brings that there are multiple places can disagree with that and say that it's a problem, Ben Hashmoshes. Then he says, that's talking about a case where a person already was Yotzei Shalshudas and he's having another meal. So he wants to start this fourth meal of Ben Hashmoshes. So we say you can't do that. You have to start Mibad Yom. If you started Mibad Yom, you could continue. But if you didn't start Mibad Yom, you cannot continue. The case of a person did but not Makayim Shalshudas yet, Suda Shlishis yet, so the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis will allow you to be mekel, to be somewhere on the Shitas, that person is allowed to start doing Ben Hashmoshes. A. B. We have this Machlokes, exactly when Ben Hashmoshes is. According to the Ben Tam, Ben Hashmoshes starts much later. And even according to the opinion of the Gaonim, that Ben Hashmoshes starts immediately, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita in the Gemara. Rabbi Yossi has a different understanding in the Gemara. So a person can be mekel after shkia, calls money's in the zman of Ben Hashmoshes that he wants to eat shalshudas. Then the Bir Lachon says to take it a step further. Even if a person was yotzei shalshudas, but they're hungry, and since part of Onik Shabbos is, as much as we're saying this is still Shabbos, so it's in Onik Shabbos not to walk around hungry. So a person wants to eat during that time, a person can be samech again on these shitas and be mekel. But a person is ready yotzei shalshudas, and they're not hungry, they just want to snack on something, so then a person would not do so once shkia comes. that which you said that's sufficient to start before Shkia, even though a person doesn't eat a full, even eat a kazayas before Shkia, he just mamash ate the first bite before Shkia, that's definitely sufficient. We're now being made cool that the person continued during the Zman of Ben Hashmoshes. So how long does it have, does one have for Ben Hashmoshes for this purpose? So Rambam says in America, we should assume the Shita Zagayinim, the equivalent of the Shita Zagayinim is equivalent of 9 minutes. So up to 10 minutes, up to 9 minutes after Shkia, a person definitely can wash and start their meal. There's definitely other opinions which continue this amount even longer. If a person needs to, they have welcome to be somech on that. If a person started not pas but other foods, and that is their shalshudas, they're eating that b'taras sudash lishis. So again, we have more welcome to make, or they could be mamshich. That becomes like a kviyas for them. And maybe they could be mamshich even till later. So we have touch on a few points over here. One is regards to being mamshich. Pas allows you to be mamshich. Just drinking does not allow you to be mamshich. Water is mutter either way. Eating other types of foods, mazarnis, then possibly even peris and dogim, maybe will allow you to be mamshich, especially if you're eating it in the form of a seder shlishis. But there definitely are machmirim which hold that one should not do so. Regards to starting, we're going to be mekel. The chatkila person should try and start to before shkia. And after shkia, he would not be allowed to start, arguably. But we're going to be mekel during the time of Hashmoshes, which according to Marisha is 9 minutes in America. And again, there are those who would say that the zman is even longer. So a person has that need. The Chavetz Chaim says that if a person did not make each shalshudas, he can be mekel during that time. Or if a person, alternatively, if a person is hungry, a person can make it on that time. Have a good day.